This is a website called lifeinsure.com. Now, there are dozens of websites such as this. But why are we using this one? Because this website still allows you to get an instant quote, whereas most of the websites that offer quotes for insurance will first ask you to supply your contact information, and then they will turn around and contact you. Whereas this one still allows you to be anonymous. And this company is not actually in the insurance business, neither are most of them. Most of them are simply internet companies that provide the leads to insurance agents, insurance companies. So what this company is doing is just gathering your information and then passing it on to various life insurance agents or insurance companies, and then they turn around and contact you. But as I said, this one still allows us to get an anonymous quote. So let's use it to get an anonymous quote. Start the quote now. So you notice this is the target market, a young couple with young children. That's who needs life insurance, among other people. But that's the big group. So start the quote now. Start the quote now. Okay, here it comes. Okay. So first, let's choose California. And let's choose somebody 32 years old. So this is March the 15th and 1989, right? 1989, so that'll be 32 years. No, 87, I'm sorry, 1987. So let's pick a male. Female's going to be cheaper. 5 feet 10, let's say 190 pounds. They like you to be thin. They really love it when you're thin. So let's make them like 180. 85. And here's where we have to decide if we're in very good shape, decent shape, or average. Pretty much, they'll show you the criteria here, estimate your health class. But as long as you don't have any health problems in your family, people young who are diagnosed with diabetes or heart disease or cancer, and you don't smoke, you're basically in good shape. No tobacco, and we'll use $500,000 for 20 year. Why $500,000? Well, for many people who are making about $50,000, that's about 10 times their annual income, which is a good rule of thumb. Now, in Chapter 10, we ask you to, for those of you who do need life insurance, we ask you to do a little bit more precise calculations, but 10 times earnings is a pretty good starting point. And then we want annual. We don't want monthly or quarterly or semi-annually. The cheapest is going to be annual. So let's get the quotes now. And we find that what we said in the presentation is right. About $250 a year, $20 a month. And these are all very high-rated companies. Remember, it's going to be lower if you're not in the best of shape, or if you smoke. Okay, so pretty cool, huh? Why 20 years? Why 20-year term? Well, because in 20 years, what's going to happen? The kids are 2 and 4. In 20 years, they'll be 22 and 24. It's time for them to leave the nest. And so if you have a child that's in their teens, you might only need a 10-year policy, right? Or if you think you're going to have more children, maybe you want a 30-year policy. Obviously, the longer the policy, the more expensive it's going to be. And then they want you to go to the next step, and that's request an application. But let's go back and redo the quote. And this time, instead of using 20-year term, let's use the closest thing they have, and you can't see it. Let me move it up here. Come on. Okay. We'll use, instead of the 20-year term, which term is always going to be the cheapest, we'll use universal life, which is the closest they have to a whole life policy. It's a form of whole life, but it's not as bad as some of those really bad whole life policies, but it's still pretty bad. So $500,000, of term life costs us about $20 a month, $250 a year. if we now say we want to have some kind of savings plan, it goes from $250 a year to $2,200, $2,300, $2,500, which is what I told you, right? I told you in the presentation that they're going to want you to give them $2,500 upwards of $3,000 a year. Look at that. It goes all the way up to $3,000 for a whole life policy. Now, why is that? Well, they're giving you a savings component. But at the same time, they're just reaming you, folks. They're just hitting you. Oh, it's just horrible what the kind of return they give you. The first couple of years, $1,500 a year goes to the insurance agent. So they have to actually have to pay those commissions. So that's where it comes from. That's why insurance agents love to sell whole life policies, because they make tremendous commissions. Whereas the term life policy, they're going to make like $70 for the first couple of years. So now let's update the quote again. But this time we're going to do a little look at another tricky thing that I'm not too big fan of. And that's called the return of premium. You see, a term life policy after 20 years, you're done. You paid the money and hopefully you didn't die early. And you don't get anything at the end. And then the insurance agents play on that. Oh, you're not gonna make any money. Well, do you make any money off your car insurance? I mean, hopefully you don't get an accident, but you pay the insurance anyway because you might get in an accident. Do you make any money off of your homeowner's insurance? No, you hope that your house doesn't burn down, but you buy the insurance in case it does. Well, this return of premium is sort of a closest thing we can get to a whole life policy without actually getting into a whole life policy. It doesn't really give you a savings component. What's happening is they're going to charge you a lot more, and then at the end of the 20 years, if you don't die, they return your premium. Well, remember the regular term life, the pure life as it's called, was about $250 a month. And the universal life was $2,500 a year, $20 a month, $250 a year for the term life, $250 a month, $3,000. Well, notice that this is in between $1,200, $1,400, $1,600, upwards of $2,000 a year. You know, not quite $200 a month, $100 to $150 a month, but What's going on? Well, they're charging you a whole lot more, and they're taking much of what you gave them, anything over $20 a month, and they're investing it. And at the end of 20 years, if you're still alive, they will have hoped to have recouped the premium that you paid them so that they'll still have money in their pockets and they'll be able to pay you back the premium. You see, I'm not a big fan of these. Some people want them. It's up to you, but with that extra $1,000, with that extra, $1,100, $1,500, you could be investing in much better investments that will pay you a much better return over time, which we'll take a look at when we get into chapters 11, 12, 13, okay? So that's why we say in Business 121, Chapter 10, Life Insurance, Buy Term and Invest the Difference. And if the insurance agent tells you that, oh, you need whole life policy, kick them in the butt as they're going out the door. And you can tell them I said that, because remember, I'm an insurance agent. I could sell these things. I will not sell whole life policies, universal life, variable universal life. They go by various names. Permanent life insurance. Okay, I'll calm down. Don't want to get my blood pressure too high. Be awesome, dear students. We are so proud of you. And buy term and invest the difference. If you need life insurance, if you have young children, you need life insurance. Go through the presentation, okay? Okay.